welcome. We are glad you are on board. Don't forget this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs. We're over 45 years. They've been serving parties from 10 to 10,000. Doesn't matter. All you got to do is just enjoy your party. Leave everything else to cater to the catering group over at Cousin Subs, whether it's sub sandwiches, big footlongs, or just the small party boxes. Whatever it is you need, they've got it. They've got party subs. They've got party soups and salads and desserts and boxes and just stuff. They can handle everything. You got a big sales conference coming up. That's a great way to feed everybody, keep them in the same room, keep them going, keep them motivated, and just continue on with that Salesforce meeting. So whatever it is you need, they've got. Go to CousinSubs.com. That's CousinSubs.com. Check out their catering, where they believe in better. And don't forget, some locations now are delivering. So again, CousinSubs.com, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. So, Brian Gutekunst. What is his level of concern? What is his level of concern if Aaron Rodgers does not play in the preseason?
You know, what is Aaron, 13-year vet now, something like that. So not high. I certainly would like to see him, get some of that rust off of him before he gets into the Chicago game. But, you know, he's done it for a long time at a high level, so level of concern wouldn't be high.
So he doesn't have a high level of concern, but he still would like to see him out there. Is it important, though? You got a new offense, and as Matt LaFleur said, look, it's not just about Aaron. It's about the other 10 guys that have to work with him, getting on the same page. So is it important to get his time on the field for this new offense?
Yeah, it's not like it's a different sport. You know what I mean? It's football's football. Again, we'd love to have him out there, but again, I think he got a lot of practice reps, you know, in the Houston. You know, I know he wasn't a fan of him, but those 2 days versus Houston, I think, was important to get out there in that environment. So, like I said, I mean, I think the plan is to get him out there Thursday night, and we'll see about Kansas City.
And then Matt LaFleur. Now, he talks about his boss, Brian Gutekunst, saying that he'd like to see Rodgers maybe participate in the game a little bit on Thursday night.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't think it's going to make or break us one way or the other. Again, I got so much confidence in him, and I know our guys do as well. I think we've gotten a lot of good work, so I'm not overly concerned either way, whether he plays or not.
So that's that quote itself I want to come back to. Meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers says that, it's a preseason game. Okay, whatever. But I get more out of Wednesday through Friday than I do out of the game.
I think it's the way we practice. You know, the way that we practice, we do a number of periods where it is a call it period, where it's an unscripted move the ball type, where he's calling the plays in. I have to get us obviously lined up and the play, you know, given to the guys in the right manner and alignments and assignments and movement and motion and we've done a number of those periods. I think that's the work that gives you confidence that this is not going to be a growing process from a play caller to, you know, quarterback standpoint. It is what it is. The preseason, you don't carry those wins over to the regular season. I do find it interesting that some teams get a pass this time of year. I mean, the Rams don't play anybody, and not many people talk about that fact. Now, the counter would be, well, this is a new system. I get it, but we've spent a number of practices now from May and June and training camp in July and now in August running this stuff, running unscripted periods where he has to call the play in. I mean, I feel very comfortable in the offense conceptually, philosophically, enunciating the plays, get us in the right formation, getting the checks within the play easily figured out. You know, I feel very comfortable with it. So if we didn't play, I'd feel great going into week one. If we did, I wouldn't really be worried too much about the results. I mean, if we go down and score a touchdown, it's not going to give me any more confidence than I already have in the scheme. If we go 3-and-out, it's not going to dampen any confidence that I have in what we've established so far in the training camp practices.
So there you go. He feels he gets more out of practice. And you know what? For all intents and purposes, he's correct. He's correct. You should get more out of Wednesday through Friday than you should out of game day. I mean, that game day is where the culmination of all the practice comes to, okay? I want to go back to what Matt LaFleur had to say. Because Matt LaFleur is like, we'll worry about it. It's no. Matt LaFleur is stuck because I know he wants to see him out there. I know he does. He'd be crazy not to, okay? He wants to see him out there. However, you can't come out and say, he needs to get out there. This is a new offense. I haven't seen him run in game situations. I want to see him out there. He can't say that. because that's obviously putting his quarterback in a bad light. And he can't say, no, he doesn't need to go. This is ridiculous. Because then it kind of goes against, you know, maybe the thoughtful modicum of desire of the general manager and his boss. So that's why he says, we'll see. We'll see. Not quite sure. What's best for Aaron? What's best for the team? We'll see. Aaron says, look, I get a lot of work out of the practice. Gutekunst says, yeah, he's a veteran. I still go back to what Matt LaFleur said after game one in his press conference when Aaron talked about not wanting to run joint practices and then talking about, in general, the work that that they get in. And basically said, look, I get it. It's tough for Aaron. Aaron's been there. He's a guy that's a veteran. He's seen and done almost everything. I can't imagine all the extras that he has to do, right? Because he's smarter than the average bear. On the other hand, there's 10 other guys on the field. And those 10 other guys need to get on the same page with him. Right? So, yeah, Aaron needs to get his work in, but it's more about the other guys working with Aaron. And therefore, you know, that's the reason you'd like to see Aaron, you know, get out on the field. I think there's a lot being made of it. I do know, and I said this yesterday, I was listening to Hub Arkish over the weekend talk about Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy, last year, not playing hardly anybody in the preseason. And they were one of the healthiest teams throughout the season that there was in the NFL. And they believe there's a correlation there. So they're not playing a whole lot of people again this year because they want to keep this team healthy for the regular season. And they were a good team. Now, good also means something. You can't just say because you're healthy, you're going to be good. I mean, part of that is true. As long as you have all your starters there, you're going to be better than, you know, what some of your backups are, of course. So you should be a better team. But I still think that you need at least something. Something. To at least get yourself into somewhat of a real-time, real-look rhythm. You know what I mean? Just even if it's a couple of series, just go throw something on film. Not maybe even so much for Aaron Rodgers, but more so for the guys that work with him. So they can look and say, okay, this is what Aaron does. This is how he does things. This is what the direction he'll go. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in on the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line, feel free to go ahead and do it. Also, hit us up on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S, or @RadioJoeSports. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com for the website for all that it has to offer, including the Radio.com app. You can download it on any mobile device and take us anywhere and everywhere with you. Let me say this. I think there is way too much, even though he is the quarterback and he is the guy that takes all the glory and all the grief. I think there's a lot being made of this. I think, first of all, I think rightfully so, because Aaron Rodgers is the face of the franchise. However, the scrutiny he has been under this offseason and into this preseason, to me, is just, we don't have anything else to talk about. There aren't really any other big stories in camp. It's a new head coach. It's a quarterback that seemingly didn't want the old head coach here. Everybody's looking at the dynamic. Is it working? And we all know that this team goes as Aaron goes, as the offense goes. So is the machine hitting on all cylinders? Obviously not yet, but we haven't seen the guy that actually drives the car. So I think that's what people are pining for. And that's where the discussion comes in. I agree with Aaron. I agree with LaFleur that your work, your hard work, your installation work, getting on the same page, the corrections to be made, that all takes place in practice. But you do need to see how guys are going to react when it's under the lights. That's what the preseason is for. So, personally, I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers come out a couple of series. I know people say, well, what's a couple of series do? Well, you're going to get at least six, guaranteed at least six plays. You know, hopefully more, but guaranteed at least six plays. And if you do get stymied, and things do not work, then you have things on film to say, okay, this is what's not working. This is what's uncomfortable. What can we change? And you have Aaron Rodgers running it at a faster pace, at a smarter pace, at a better vision pace. Even though you're trying to get your work in and you're trying to do things for your backups like DeShone Kizer and Tim Boyle, and you're trying to get them to become better, I mean, this train doesn't go unless number 12 is conducting. 855-830-8648. Thoughts? Bring them. Come back next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Welcome back to the program. Coming up after the bottom of the hour here in about 20 minutes, going to talk a little motorcycle ride. I do want to make sure that you do know, speaking of that, the Budweiser Pavilion is going to be rocking not only on Wednesday Night Live, but on the 31st, August 31st, as the Milwaukee Rally is in full swing. Jackal is going to be performing live down at the Budweiser Pavilion stage at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. Big concert coming up that night. Make sure you check it out by going to Budweiser Pavilion. You can also see all that the Milwaukee Rally has to offer, and that is simply by going to MilwaukeeRally.com. MilwaukeeRally.com, all the dealerships involved, including the one that we go to, we use, we're going to be broadcasting live from on the 30th. That is Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Go to MilwaukeeRally.com, and don't forget, scroll down, and then you're going to find the link for some of the details of our motorcycle ride coming up Sunday, September 1st, benefiting Fisher House, Wisconsin, which is brought to you by our tremendous friends at the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin. Oh, my goodness, what a beautiful place. Proud sponsor and supporter of our motorcycle ride. Also, by the way, the4seasonswi.com. I had a friend of mine who heard this yesterday and said, hey, can you send me some of the information? They went up and played golf overnight, just on a whim. They were heading up to Door County, and they went around and went over to Pembine and said it was fantastic. Really cool executive course. They said they played for almost 9 hours straight. Just kept playing and playing and playing, the carts included. Said had an absolute blast. The bar downstairs was really cool, and got out of there. It was a great place to take some of their clients. So it's being rediscovered. It was renovated. Check out the4seasonswi.com, the4seasonswi.com. But don't forget everything regarding the rally when it comes to the official beer. Also, Jackal on the stage at the Bud Pavilion. That is all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. That is Aaron Rodgers talking about his want to when it comes to playing in the preseason. Let's go to Dave, listening to us in Wausau on WRIG up there, our Fox Sports affiliate. Dave, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Just great, Bill. Fantastic show as always. I'm up here by your buddy Dwayne Covered All.
Oh, he's a great guy. I just saw a picture of his girlfriend Amy and his buddy Gus on the Facebook fan or Facebook page the other day.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic. We sit and dissect every single game and everything that's going on between the Brewers and the Packers and so on and so forth, and we haven't really come to two resolving conclusions at this point, except for the fact that I want to go back to a few post-game conferences from last year with Aaron Rodgers, and the fact that I think it was 5 or 6 weeks into the season, and when he was throwing the ball all over the place, receivers weren't running the right routes, so on and so forth, and he comes to say, well, we're not on the same page yet. Well, when is that you're going to do that? And you're not going to worry about anything until 5, 6 weeks into the season, as I was listening to your show yesterday before we start the panic. No, every game counts. And I think this is the time to get on the page with your receivers so they know what you're going to be doing. I don't care. Practice is one thing, but live game time is something else.
No, I get it. I appreciate the phone call. Look, I've said time and again, practice and the striving for excellence will breed competition, will breed your guys to be better. But sometimes the only way to really kind of examine as to what it is you're doing is to put it up against someone else. The point that I would make in favor of Aaron Rodgers not even playing would be you're going to run vanilla. It's not like you're going to run the full – you're not opening up the playbook. So if you're going to go out there and you're handing off left, handing off right, couple of scrambles, pass, a little bit of timing, couple of points, and then get out of there, then why do it? Why risk injury in any way, shape, or form for that? You know what I mean? So if you're running your offense, and there's a couple things you want to work on, great. But if you're just out there going, Aaron, go do your thing. We're not going to divulge anything until opening night on that Thursday, September 5th against the Bears, and then we're going to shock the world, then what are you doing? Because I'd rather have him available, guaranteed to have him available, than screwing around in preseason. It's a conundrum, man. It really is. Coaches really have, in today's day and age, and the problem is, you really have to weigh what you can expose a guy to, and in the same breath, because your practices for actually hitting somebody are so incredibly limited, that it's very difficult to get in the flow of a game in practice when you're not allowed to really practice football. You're allowed to practice tag football. Nobody plays that in the NFL. 855-830-8648. Chime in. I got a couple here on the Twitter feed. He needs reps, guy says. Anyone who has played any sport before knows it's nearly impossible to simulate a game condition during practice. I've seen this movie before. No preseason and a slow start, which they probably can't afford. Now multiply that in a new offense, and this could get ugly in a hurry. This is be wary of Gary. So if Matt LaFleur wants him to play and he does not, who is really running the team? 12 clearly does not want to play. Oh, no, I agree with, too. That's a terrific point. But as Kevin Harlan said earlier on the program, he believes that they have a great working relationship, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur. Many people that I've talked to in Green Bay, and when I was up there, say that their relationship is pretty good. They're really exchanging ideas together. Matt LaFleur is probably coming into it a little wide-eyed, because he's thinking, look, I'm the new young head coach. I'm the guy that has to earn the respect of Aaron Rodgers, and not vice versa. Aaron Rodgers is that savvy, seasoned vet that is, for all intents and purposes, smarter than the average bear. So it's almost like Matt LaFleur is auditioning for Aaron Rodgers and not vice versa. But from what I hear, the relationship is pretty good. So I don't think there's this power struggle within. I think they can have a difference of opinion. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think they can have a difference of opinion without, you know, people looking at it as all or nothing. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, do it. This one out of the Wendy's email inbox, fresh, never frozen. This one's from Nelson. Nelson says, hey, guys, Aaron Rodgers needs to play. This offense last year didn't move the football as consistently as anybody had thought they could. He backhanded his head coach and blamed it all on play calling. Well, if the play calling is so damn good now, then why can't Aaron Rodgers go out, move the football a little bit, show us all there's nothing to worry about, and move on? Nelson, I'm going to say something. I don't mean it to sound derogatory, but it's not about you. It's not about Aaron Rodgers going out and proving to you that they can move the football. I'd rather see them move the football on the opener on Thursday night. Now, I completely agree with you, because this offense, we've heard this story. You know, you take time off, you don't play in the preseason, you come out, you know, hey, it's going to take 2, 3, 4, 5 games. You know, Kevin Harlan said earlier, it took them 4 or 5 games for Matt LaFleur last year. It wasn't until they established the run game that all of a sudden the offense really began to open up and start to move. Well, you haven't had your full complement of running backs anyway available. So can you run the football? Can this offensive line move guys? Can they open holes? Can they create a situation in which the running game will be successful, therefore opening up the passing game for Aaron Rodgers? If you can get more one-on-one on the outside for some of these guys to show their talents because you have a run game, you know what I mean? It's not just getting Aaron on the field. It's getting everything on the field and moving in the right direction. The more I think about this, and as much as I want to see Aaron Rodgers play, if you're going to run vanilla and you're not going to have everybody available, what are you doing? Why do it? I would like to see if Thursday night were a perfect storm, I would say Aaron and the starting offense, everybody, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, all your starters, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Davante Adams, Geronimo Allison, everybody, including Jimmy Graham and company, everybody's playing. Here we go. And then just watch it. Okay, first series, how's it look? Okay, some good execution, bad execution. Second series, how's it look? And then does this team get into a rhythm? Maybe go 3 series. Okay, I've seen enough. You know, guys are doing okay. You know, then you might see habits, you know? suppose you got a guy like Lane Taylor, and he just keeps blocking down to the right, and he's not holding his guy long enough. He needs to hold him another second. Well, then that's something you need to work on in practice because you've been drilling this into his head or something. You know what I mean? You can say, hey, you're doing the same stuff. This is what it's costing you now. This is what it's costing us. That gives you a little bit of film. Otherwise, just see if you can get a rhythm, get a feel how guys are, you know, kind of handling themselves and move on. But that's in a perfect storm. Otherwise, if you don't have your full complement of people and you're not going to play everybody, then don't throw Aaron Rodgers out there. 855-830-8648. Stay tuned. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking a little motorcycle ride. Also, we've got some vintage Bill Belichickian stuff that's coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show, we are on the air. We are glad you are on board today. We're going to deviate away from sports momentarily. We're going to talk about a couple of things. One, the charity ride that is near and dear to my heart. As we all know, benefits Fisher House, Wisconsin, helping the military members, veterans, their families. It's kind of a home away from home, and it's in the city of Milwaukee right there at the VA. And if your loved one is coming into town from wherever, outside of 50 miles in Milwaukee, I mean, so you can come from California, you can come from Green Bay. You can utilize this fantastic residence as long as your loved one's in the hospital. So this is the reason we raise the money, and our motorcycle ride coming up Sunday, September 1st. It starts at Milwaukee Brewing, downtown Milwaukee. And then from there, it kind of, you know, navigates the countryside until we finally end up out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson in Oconomowoc, where we're going to have the after party, so to speak. And we're going to give away some of the prizes. Got a 65-inch flat-screen LG TV, a 4K TV. We've got beer for a year. We've got a fire pit. We've got backpacks, all that kind of cool stuff to give away. But we're here now with the guys from Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, my buddy Craig and Robert, who are here with us. Robert's the owner of Wisconsin. How you doing, guys? Now, you guys are coming in with news about not only the ride, but the big weekend of Milwaukee Rally. You got a pre-owned bike sale going on, and you just saw the brand-new 2020 Harley.
We just came back from the annual dealer meeting.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. All the new bikes are out, the 2020s.
Yeah.
We've got some new models. We've got a CVO trike. Pretty exciting.
Really?
New colors, new models. It's going to be a great year.
So as a dealer, Robert, I wanted to ask you, because the progression of Harley-Davidson has been, they tried to go young, they tried to go hip, and then they went back to what it is they do best. But overall, bike sales in general and the way they're progressing, real quick, just talk about the motorcycle in general, because that's ultimately what the whole thing is all about.
It is, and it's about the bike, and I think they've got some, this year and last year's lineup, I think, particularly this year's lineup, I think they've got some real winners for the newer riders, people that are just getting interested in it, the younger demographic. They shared some statistics this morning that we're one of the, you know, Harley is the top in the younger age group, top bike selling in the younger age group, which I was kind of surprised by.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, they're going after it. They're going after it hard, and we're excited to be a part of it over the next couple of years.
It's not a non-wanted bike. It's the affordability of
it's
the bike.
It's a price point.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as we were talking about earlier, you guys have a huge bike blowout going on sale right now because a lot of the pre-owns are there. People trade up. You know, people will trade up, and they'll trade
people
up to somebody else's stuff.
We have all those great corporate trades.
Yeah.
You know, we've got 18 bikes with, 100 miles, 200 miles, 300 miles. So
right.
If they're looking to save some money, they just come out to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson.
So if they want to be a part of the motorcycle ride, which is coming up on Sunday, September 1st, or a part of the rally is the big thing because you have the dealers in town now, but everybody from all over the world that's a rider is going to start descending upon Milwaukee come next week, which is a celebration of not just Harley, but it's a celebration of kind of biking in general. But there's so many events going on, so many charity rides going on. We happen to be one of them. But talk about what you guys have going on out at your place.
I mean, we have everything kicks off on Thursday, the 29th, obviously, and it goes through Monday. We're going to have 28 bands on two stages. We're going to have the big 5,200-square-foot sports bar.
That's cool.
It's going to be cool. We're going to have TVs in there. We have vendors.
Because Thursday night, you'll be able to catch the Packers game, and Brewers games will be all weekend long. That's a big weekend series.
We'll have you there on Friday.
We'll be there on Friday.
Right.
So, yeah, that's going to be a hell of a celebration.
We're
going
to have all
there.
The new 2020s. So
yeah.
we're getting three bikes in today. We have another 13 bikes being delivered on Friday. We have CVOs, touring bikes, Softails, Sportsters, and the all-new trikes. So we're going to have a lot of really cool things going on from now until the end of the rally.
So, Robert, I wanted to ask you, because not only bike sales, but the fact that so many people still celebrate this, but the gear up to the 100th was huge, and the market got flooded, and then everything kind of evened back out. Now, how is it in general when you talk about people that are desiring? You talked about the younger generation still desiring these types of bikes. They've actually got some monetary discretionary dollars to spend because a lot of them are staying at home with mom and dad.
Right.
But when you talk about a celebration of biking in general, you're seeing all ages because
yes.
It's still the quote brotherhood, sisterhood that it is.
Yes.
The culture, if you will.
It is. And it's, you know, there's always that sort of intimidation factor, you know, big, scary, burly guys with tattoos and beards and
right.
whatnot. And but if you get to actually know them, you know, they're the nicest people in the world. Look at the charity, like you've mentioned, all the charity rides, right? Look
right.
at all of the look at all of the things that Harley riders do to get back to their community. And I think if people really knew what they were like, what our core customers were like, they would be a lot less intimidated than sort of the stereotypical image
mm-hmm.
is that is out there. And I think they're making great strides to sort of break that wall down.
Talk about the strength of Harley-Davidson right now.
You know, I think it's in there. They've done a lot of improvements to the bikes in the last 4 or 5 years. And they have a lot of new interesting product coming out this year with Livewire, and next year and the year after that. They've got a lot of good new bikes coming out that you would not have, if you saw it without any badging on it, you wouldn't know it was a Harley. And I think it's the idea that they can get their minds outside of that core box, I think, is their strength right now.
So you got the bands, you got the party coming up, the rides that are all ascending upon your place. Ours is going to be one of them. The day we're out there, we got a band later on that afternoon all lined up. So we're praying for good weather, obviously, all throughout.
We all hope.
And that's the one thing that makes it all go. But the big thing that everybody comes for, first of all, with the turmoil of dealerships, because you've had some dealerships that have changed hands, one is closed. There has been a couple of dealers that haven't necessarily been able to sustain over a period of time. You got West Bend, yourself, Milwaukee. What other one am I missing?
I don't know. I don't think there are.
I don't
any
think
other.
There is any other one out there.
Just Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's yep. it.
So, yeah, that's it.
So, but I'm just talking about with the rally. That's it. I mean,
right.
you got the Milwaukee rally, and so it's shrunk. But in essence, it's kind of like trimming the dead branches off the tree.
I agree.
You get a little bit stronger in the area because of it. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Well, we've become a destination. You know, the riders that we've picked up from those dealerships closing, we've picked up some great techs.
Yes, we have.
Some great employees, and people are starting to come out. It's,
yeah.
it's a great ride.
Well, your place has been growing anyway in popularity.
It has been.
I mean, just my friends alone. That's where they go.
Yeah.
That's where they've been now going.
Well,
so
thank you.
Yeah, no, I a lot
right,
of my friends,
yeah.
but just my friends in general. That's before you even went there, though.
Sure,
they were starting to go to Wisconsin Harley-Davidson.
Yep,
just
yeah.
because
it's humbling on some level, and you know I love seeing new customers, and you know I love seeing the old customers. It's you know the like Craig said with some of the closings. You know, we're trying to do our best to support those customers as best we can.
So if you're a rider and you want to see some of the new stuff, they're going to be out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. We're going to be broadcasting live a week from this Friday out there as well. Plus, our motorcycle ride comes in there on Sunday, September 1st. If you want more information on that, you go to BillMichaelSports.com. It's also on MilwaukeeRally.com to see everything that they have to offer. The other side of this, because of the younger audience that people keep trying to garner, you guys, I noticed, have put there's iPod and USB ports now on motorcycles. There's navigation in motorcycles. There's satellite in motorcycles. All the things that we never really wanted when we were growing up, but now
right.
we all look at them as creature comforts, and everybody wants them. Not to mention the motor clothes department, because it used to be big boxy T-shirts and big boxy
Not
jeans.
Not anymore.
Where it looked like you had a load in your pants. And now everything is so much more
fashionable. It's kind
fashion.
Of stylish.
It is. No, well, not the load in your pants. Now
no,
it's stylish,
no.
yes.
I know
unless, of course, you hang out in a really weird you know,
I don't. I hang out with you,
yeah,
so
well,
what does that say?
But I always have a load.
That's
so
right.
The motor clothes department, I was just out there the other day. As a matter of fact, I picked up a jacket, but it has gotten so much better. It's
yeah.
like they've now listened to the customer to say, hey, this is what we want. We want to upgrade the level.
It is. They've done a really good job, I think, with some of the designs and the newer styles and whatnot that are again, directed towards that younger demographic. You know, it's not the big boxy looking like you're carrying a load anymore, and that's good. That's, you know,
they're
expanding it to more people.
Yeah. So, you know, you get rid of all the other polos and everything you were wearing, and it becomes that lifestyle of grasping that sport and wearing, you know, the clothing.
Yeah, when I stopped practicing law, it was the last time we bought our first dealership in Michigan. It was the last time I put a suit on. So
yeah,
I haven't looked back.
That's
I live fantastic. In jeans. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously a little dressed for it today myself. So yeah, I completely get it.
Looking good.
Go to WISHD.com for all that they have to offer. That's WISHD.com for the events, the bands, everything coming up in the next week with the Milwaukee Rally, not to mention all the inventory that they have out there as well. Guys, pleasure as always. Look forward to seeing the brand new 2020s. Look forward to working with you guys coming up next week and then all throughout the ride. And we had well over 100 pre-reg, so we're hoping if the weather's good, we can end up with about 400 bikes rolling
in your place.
Let's
hope the weather is great.
I'm praying.
You have a great turnout for a great cause.
Yeah, I'm praying.
Looking forward to it.
Are you riding, by the way?
I'm going to be at the dealership. I'm going to be there waiting for you guys to come in. You know, I'm going to take our customers.
Well, that means first beer's on you.
Okay. Not on Sunday or not.
I'm not selling bikes. I'm just going to be talking to customers. As always, Bill, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. The guys from Wisconsin, Harley-Davidson, again, go to WISHD.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We're back. Thank you for kind of giving me a moment there. Our people from Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, good people, and they do so much with us, and they are huge supporters of the Fisher House, huge supporter of veterans in general, and we can't say thanks enough. So thanks to Craig and Robert for coming in and hanging out with us and joining us for a couple of minutes. So Bill Belichick, I want to talk about him. If you haven't heard it, I want you to hear it, because it's a Bill Belichickian moment talking about Gordon, the troubled. Well, take a listen.
Have you had a chance to meet with Josh Gordon this morning?
I meet with the players every day.
You be in good spirits and excited about his opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, I'll release a statement on that. I have nothing to add to it. That's where we're at.
You come in and, you know, or how would you describe it? Did you come in good shape, or are you pleased with how he maintains
that? Yeah, I think I've already covered all of it.
Bill,
did you get a copy of the statement?
I saw it on tour, but it's been a couple.
Yeah, sorry, I mean, I don't do my face, but I mean, we're happy to give you a copy of it. It's really, that's where I'm at.
So I had one question about the statement, because it did feel like there was maybe a little bit of room there in terms of his future with the team, maybe some uncertainty. So if he's available according to the league, is there any uncertainty as far as you're concerned as to whether or not he'll be with the team?
Well, I mean, he hasn't even been on the field yet. I think I covered it. There's nothing more to add. Is another line of questioning, or are we going to, or can a witness step down now?
Just curious.
So there you go. Bill Belichick goes out of his way. I think, with Bill Belichick, when I've had a chance to see him and talk to him a couple of times at Super Bowl, if you when he's at the podium, okay, that's what you get. When you get just a minute, just 30 seconds, a minute with him after that, and you just get a couple of back and forth, he's much more congenial. And I don't know why this is the portrayal he desires. It's kind of like Bobby Knight, you know what I mean? Same thing. Bobby Knight was the guy that could not wait to rip your head off in front of everybody else. But behind closed doors, you know what? He would at least, as long as it was reasonable discussion, he would at least discuss things with you. Same way with a guy like Bob Huggins. Bob Huggins, who I had dealt with for years and years and years. Bob Huggins was a yeller and a screamer and, you know, crushed people. And then behind closed doors or off to the side, just wanted to talk, wanted to explain, you know, their thoughts and processes and such. Not that Bill Belichick goes that far, but I don't know why he takes Popovich is the same way. Why do they take such pleasure in just being Jags, for lack of a better term? You know what I mean? It's like once you get a couple of rings, you're sitting on top of the throne and you can just look down on the little people and condescend and be a Jag. And why? You know? That's why, you know what? And I will say this. Bill Belichick is the outlier. Popovich is kind of the outlier. Knight had the one championship, and he you know, kind of ran roughshod over the world, and he was considered a god in Indiana for basketball. But in a general scheme of things, what goes up must come down. And I've always said, you treat people poorly on the way up, you know, they just then cannot wait for your fall. Because when your fall happens and you fall hard and you're looking for somebody to, you know, throw a hand out to pick you up, just remember that. Now, Bill Belichick doesn't ever have to worry about that because he's got so many rings. His, you know, his safety deposit box is probably just overflowing at this point. He's going to have to buy another one. So he can ride off into the sunset. But just in general, just why do you got to be like that? I guess now it's a kind of a challenge. People go in and try to think of questions to talk to him about to see if they're even going to get an answer out of him. It's almost a drinking game at this point. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. When we come back after the top of the hour, we're going to talk some racing. We're going to talk some racing because, you know why? Racing is coming back to Road America. I'm not kidding. You got the NASCAR Infinity Series. Matt Kenseth, the former NASCAR driver himself from Cambridge, Wisconsin. We're going to talk with Matt Kenseth coming up a little bit after the top of the hour. Also, we're going to hear more from Aaron Rodgers. Kevin Harlan, in case you didn't get a chance to hear it a little bit earlier, Packers television broadcaster, CBS and Westwood One broadcaster, also covered the NBA, covers the NFL, college football, you name it. There's nothing he hasn't done. Kevin Harlan, we had a chance to talk with this Packers team about a little bit earlier today, and we had a chance to catch up with him. So we chatted with him as well. So you're going to hear Kevin Harlan coming up here shortly. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. I want to remind you, we're going to be on the road a week from this Friday. We're going to be doing the live broadcast there. And speaking of live broadcast, don't forget, the day of the Packers opener down in Chicago, we will be live from the Shy Bar at the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago. That's where the Bill Michaels Show and the Uptown Motors Green and Gold Postgame Show are both going to emanate from. So if you're heading down to Chicago and you're going to enjoy the week down there, or maybe enjoy a couple of days down there, make sure you come by the Shy Bar inside the Sheraton Hotel in Chicago, as you can catch the Bill Michaels Show and the Uptown Motors Green and Gold Postgame Show live immediately following the Packers and the Bears. We're looking forward to that. Stay tuned. Another hour of the program being kicked off by Matt Kenseth, former NASCAR driver. He will join us coming up next.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.